What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I am here to empower you to become an active participant in your life. And we're going to talk about Microdose Monday. I know it's a holiday, but cheers. You'll have something to listen to later on this week. Listen Bitch podcast is usually 5 days a week. We're taking a little hiatus in the summer, so I'm here on Mondays only. But I do talk about my most favorite topic, which is microdosing. And I have an incredible testimony from someone who actually struggles with MS, and she has taken everything under the sun. And this has been 4 weeks now. She has been pain-free, essentially. So I think that is huge for her. Some of the other benefits that she was telling me about is just the fact that, you know, she didn't want to go anywhere or do anything. She felt really like bogged down kind of by what she claimed as her diagnosis, right? And wasn't social, didn't want to talk to people, just kind of like was crawling inside of herself. And this has given her a new look on life. She is going out with friends again. She's doing things. She's not just trapped in her thoughts. Okay. And this is what happens to us, you guys. Whatever the situation is, we get stuck in default mode. Okay. And we do things in life like we all seek enlightenment. We want to, you know, be the light. And enlightenment is kind of like the freedom from the illusion of yourself, okay? And we're talking about the ego, the verb, not the noun. It's a process because, bitch, we are selfing all the time, okay? In our brains, we are selfing 99% of the time. That's what happens. And we're setting up blocks to energy that needs to flow because we're just set in that pattern. Your ego is in the pattern of firing the default mode network of the brain. And this is going to be what produces the illusion of a constant identity, right? So when you're stuck in a default mode, you're only seeing yourself for as far as that vision can go. You want to break the ceiling in that, okay? It's when we're in a flow state, your default mode network is less active, okay? When you're task focused, literally you have a greater chance of breaking through the perceived limitations, getting out of your own way, making new connections, new gains, new shifts, as long as you are in the flow state. Things like microdosing psilocybin are going to help you continue to be in that flow state. So you start to get glimpses of enlightenment or freedom of who you know you are. And it's transformative. And the more of this, the more illusions that you have of being able to break through your current situation, your current self, the more empowered you are, the less you're going to suffer, the more you're going to feel happiness, the more you're going to feel contentment, compassion, you're going to feel generous. Happiness is a beautiful feeling. It is a beautiful feeling, contentment, joy. There's just that peace in knowing no matter what comes at you today, everything is going to work out. Everything is going to work out. And that's the truth. That's the truth for you. Even if you're having a rough day today, you're going to get through it. You might have had a rough day yesterday. And look, today's a new day. You're here. You're here in this moment. You have gotten through every bad day you've ever had to bring you to this moment of, okay, what's next? Let's take up a level of growth. Let's get out of the default mode. I want you guys to get off the hamster wheel. You're stuck in this tornado of, you know, being stuck in the illusion of who you are and the frustration of knowing, because at your core, you know your power. At your core, you know there's more. At your core, you know who you can be. And this is where we have a disconnect with our heart and our brain. We lose that coherence. We're losing the flow. Our whole body is not in an energetic state. And I feel like when we start suffering with dis-ease, it's because our body is not at ease. There is no flow. And psilocybin is scientifically proven to recreate that flow. It is putting new connections in your brain, new connections so that you can get outside of who you are. Your life is never going to change until you actually step outside of the person you are today. And it's not your fault. This is programming. It's just a matter of it's time to wake up. It's time to step into your enlightened self. It's time to be the light and create a flow state in your body. One of the mindful ways I do that is through just, you know, that meditative conversation in my brain, whether it's, you know, during the time in the mornings when I'm talking to God and I'm like, what can I give to you? What can I, you know, what do I need help with today? What can't I handle? Who do I want to be today? Stepping into that power, I get into that meditative state where I talk to my body. And I think this is an important thing that you should mindfully be doing every single day. How does your body feel? How does your body feel? I have been feeling so amazing. So amazing. Amazing. Like, I feel good. Everything just feels good. And I contribute a lot of this to psilocybin and the fact that it got me outside of who I was. I was stuck in a rut. I was stuck in just the turmoil and depression of who I was in that moment, defining it by a million outside things instead of just really stepping into the core of who I was. Psilocybin gave me that freedom to just be able to step into who I can be. I want that for you. And you can find this just meditating or other things, like find some biohacking experience. But you've got to get outside of yourself to become someone new, or you're stuck in that same rut. Your body functions on default mode. Your idle time, default mode. How do you see yourself? Who is it that you see when you look in the mirror? How do you think other people see you? I put this as a journal prompt. I have a Facebook group called Listen Bitch. I post journal prompts 5 days a week. If you're not in there, make sure you join. I posted a journal prompt about, you know, how do you think other people see you? And I got several messages and a few comments on the post about how hard that was. It's hard because I think we do agree that everybody else sees us different. But what's mind-blowing to me is we really still don't see how people really see us. It's weird. We're so stuck on self. We're so stuck in the ego mode that we can't always see the truth. And the truth is simple. We just try to hold ourselves to everything in the past. We hold ourselves to that limitation. I want you guys to understand you can break the glass ceiling. Life is limitless. Your experience of joy and happiness and the way you perceive things, it's limitless. It's not something you chase your entire life. It's attainable now in this current moment. And part of the power of this current moment is staying aware of when you start to, I still catch my brain, even though I've been microdosing for a while now, I will still catch my brain trying to get out of the moment, right? It starts to worry about like, oh my God, I'm bartending today at 3 o'clock. And I start worrying about what I need to do at work instead of being present in the moment, you know, with my kids. Be who you are in the moment where you are. I cannot control the clock. 3 o'clock is going to come and I will be at the place of business. In the meantime, what can I focus on? What is my current task? And I do there. The truth is, you know, all the voices in my head, psilocybin has calmed all of them because there would be like 10 of them in any given moment, just going crazy with the anxious, racy thoughts, right? Like, I have to do this. I've got to do this. And we're constantly doing these things. And that's fucking exhausting. Like, we're thinking ourselves to death. Literally, we're thinking ourselves to death. We need to be able to ask ourselves a question, answer it, and move on, right? Can I make plans tonight? Or do I have something already set up? Oh, nope, I'm free. Let's go. Ends there. Okay. But thinking all the time about a question that doesn't have an answer, no matter how many times we think about it, or maybe you're worrying about the same situation over and over without solving it, it's exhausting. It will kill you. You've heard people say he worried himself to death. You've heard this. Living like this is not fun. It takes all of your energy, and you are definitely not going to be in a current flow state if you're stuck on repetitive thoughts in your brain. Your body is not in coherence, and you're going to start feeling the effects of that physically. Whether it's pain or sickness or whatever can manifest when your body is not in coherence, your brain and your heart create energy flow throughout your entire body. It is important to acknowledge that and empower yourself in that way. We don't want to pay attention to automatic thinking. We don't want to be a slave to our thoughts. Think about the feeling. How do you really feel? And you can ask yourself, like, in this moment, you're sitting in your body and you're new to this. So the first thing you're going to want to think about is like start with a situation where you feel uncomfortable, or start with a way you feel uncomfortable in the moment, because that's the easiest thing to do. We go to the negative. Okay. Pay attention to the discomfort for as long as you can. So much attention to it that you feel like you're feeling the beat to a song. Okay. Find a rhythm in that feeling of your discomfort. Once you get good at feeling again, you're going to notice, instead of automatic thinking that creating the anxiety and the worry that's fucking exhausting, by feeling, your brain automatically does its job when it comes up with fresh ideas to solve whatever problem you're facing. Okay. Like those aha moments that people have, this is where it comes from. It's where it comes from. That's why sometimes when you're at rock bottom and you don't think it could get any worse, and you're like, this is it, I can't take the pain anymore, and then all of a sudden, boom, they have a new idea that solves the problem, or a new solution, or something happens that you didn't expect. Automatic thinking is automatic for all of us. And without developing, you know, that some sort of meditative discipline, most people are going to feel stuck thinking the same thoughts over and over and over without any way to stop them. Psilocybin is a way that turns off that distracting automatic thought process. And then you pay more attention to the feeling. I've been obsessed this week. This week has been all about feeling for me. Like, I feel so good. I don't even know the words to put in how I feel. I feel just revitalized, energetic. My body feels good. I just feel in the flow state. I can tell there is coherence in my brain and heart, and energetically I can feel that. And what's incredible is that it magnetizes me. It magnetizes me and draws people that want that energy. So I've had so many incredible conversations this week about microdosing, about what my secret superpower is, right? The thing that I give credit to. But imagine, like, you turn off that distractive feeling, right? You're not going to feel like you're running around in circles, not making progress. You're not going to feel stuck anymore. You would just have the power to do what's natural when the time comes, without hesitation or hand-wringing or excessive worry. Feelings are meant to always be changing depending on the situation and how we feel about it. They give us that necessary and immediate prompts to take action, and they only get stuck when they're being choked to death by our default network, automatic thinking. The problem is most people can't stop. I get that. It's hard. Your brain is stuck, and it is science. It's your brain. It's the DMN, the default mode network. It's the part of the brain that just does what it does automatically. You can't reason with it. This is why therapy isn't 100% for everyone. You cannot reason with your default network. You just can't. But psilocybin turns down the activity in the default mode. So people stop worrying automatically. You're going to have more natural energy. You're going to wake up in the morning excited by the dawn of a new day. Automatic thoughts go away. Sometimes completely, you're not going to feel anxious anymore. All the energy that used to be wasted on worrying, you could put that to good use. You could do something with your life now. Take the deep breath. You could finally exhale. I watch my husband, he's a slave to the thinking. He overthinks everything. And I know it's exhausting. I see it in his face. It's exhausting. Microdosing is a way to free yourself. And it takes time to repair those connections, to build new connections in your brain. But you have to start. The longer you put it off, the further away from the freedom you actually are. And yeah, if you want to go into like some psycho monk meditative state, you're going to find the same experience there. You really will. The same freedom, the same joy, the same, you know, we stop putting up resistance to what's there. And the great thing about psilocybin is I'm talking about feelings, right? And I was a slave to my feelings. I feel like that's what made me reactive. That's what made me just get into every situation I was in that wasn't good. I was just swinging from one bad vine to another. It's that psilocybin lets you see your feelings without becoming them. Like, you stop being afraid of the feelings. If you're in a situation where you're embarrassed, it's no big deal. You're just embarrassed. If you're in a situation where, you know, you have a recollection of a feeling of shame, you're able to see the shame let it flow through and then release it. So you're not carrying it around. How many of you guys are carrying around shame from something 20, 30 years ago? That's killing you. That's keeping your body in a state that's not a flow. You have blockages in your body. And I think it's important to, you know, do a chakra cleaning. You've got energetic centers inside of your entire body. All of those have something that they're holding on to from your lifetime of, you know, influence, whether, you know, it's outside influence or things you've done. You're keeping these feelings and emotions trapped inside your body. Microdosing pulls that out for me. It's one of those things where I am more currently aware of the energy bodies, and I can say, like, I'm feeling something here. What is that related to, and how can I release it? And I go after the feelings now. I don't hide from them. I don't, you know, have the toxic trauma response of just taking care of everyone else so I never have to look at myself. I'm becoming a better mom. I'm becoming a better person, a better employee, a better spouse, all of the things. I can see life clearer, and that's what we all want. We want to live in a flow state where we can let the universe just move. Energy is moving. God is moving. God is energy. Energy is everything. It never dies. It is a complete flow state. When you block the energy, stuff is backed up because it doesn't die. You're not killing anything off. You're just compiling it. And that's heavy on our physical body. It's fucking heavy. You want to feel lighter. You've got to go after the feelings. You have to heal and repair the damage and release it. And then every single day you stay current in the present moment of what can I do right now? Sitting around today's a, you know, I have a lot to do today, a lot. And the podcast came to me and I'm like, I need to record this. And instead of sitting here worrying about, well, what if I don't have time to do all the things? I just hit fucking record. Everything else is going to work out. Be in the moment in your life. Stand up for yourself and become, you know, the facilitator of change. No more victim. You are the hero of your story. And you don't have to do it alone. 100%. There are people just like you, and you can magnetize to that. Magnetize to people who want to be empowered, who want to be strong, who want to encourage other people to go for things. You want to live your life of freedom and happiness and joy, and you want contentment. Everybody does. It's what we chase. And we do it with all these external things. Like, we think it's the jobs, the cars, the status, the titles, the money. No, bitch, none of that. Strip everything away. And who are you? If you have nothing, and that's a great journal prompt for the week. So you guys got a sneak peek if I remember to post that. Take everything away. Everything. Take away your spouse. Take away your kids. Take away your house. Take away your car. Take away everything. Who are you? Add things back. Who are you when you have your kids and your husband, but you guys have no house, no cars, no money? What kind of person are you? You take everything away. No title, no status, zero bank account. Who are you? Do the work on finding out who you are at your core, your beliefs, your values. The shit matters in every decision you're going to make. And part of hacking life, part of, you know, everybody wants to manifest everything to themselves. Part of the power of manifesting is tapping into that feeling. And if you're running from your feelings, your body knows you can't fake it. You can't sit here and pretend you could feel happy. You genuinely have to feel the feelings of the person you want to be now. You make that real time. And we're just collecting. We just collect things all day. We collect things that we love. And, you know, I'm obsessed this week because I feel so good. I just cannot stop thinking about how good I feel. I feel so good. I feel so good. Old Brandon would be like, man, I feel good, but wait till this happens. Or, but what if this happens? Or this could happen. And, you know, we go down the rabbit hole of negativity. We do that. No, I'm just collecting this whole feeling of like, I feel really good. I feel really good. And it feels good to feel good. You deserve to feel good. Check in with your body. Get your body in a flow state. You're going to feel good. Get your mind quieted down. You're going to feel good. Get out of default mode network. You're going to feel good. And that's what we're here to do. You're not meant to feel miserable every single day. Don't be afraid of the emotions. Find the ones that you love and then acknowledge the ones you don't. Give them their little 5 minutes of fame and then release them. It's a very simple process once you get into the habit of communicating with yourself, the habit of searching for those feelings. And obviously, I wouldn't be doing that had I not been microdosing, but I get it. If you're still a little weary, I mean, keep trying the things that you're trying. What has worked for you? If nothing has, then this might be the answer for you. So you guys make sure you are subscribed for emails at brandonlynette.com. And if you have questions about microdosing, maybe you started and you just need some help. It's not feeling right for you. You're not finding your dose. You guys can reach out to me. I would love to help you with your experience. Make sure if you have not purchased my books, you go to onceuponatimebitches.com. I've got two of them on Audible, Once Upon a Time Bitches and Fuck Like Bitches on Audible. And then I have 5 hard copies on Amazon. And then I think that's my housekeeping. Make sure you have subscribed. This summer, we are doing 1 podcast a week, but I will get back to 5 soon. I know I love it that you guys miss it. I love it. And thank you for telling me that. Thank you for just showing up and supporting me. I appreciate you guys. I love that I've still got all of you listening. I check my listens and I'm like, oh my God, people are still here, even though it's once a week. So I hope you had an incredible holiday weekend and be in the moment, be in the present moment. This is your reminder just to be in the present moment. Fight against your automatic brain response and get uncomfortable. It's okay. It won't kill you, I promise, but the overthinking will. Love you.